You're listening to Product Hunt Daily. I'm Mia, and I'm joined by Milo. Today we're looking at a fresh batch of product launches, and there's a clear theme running through a lot of them. AI agents that need money, and the tools being built to give it to them.
We've also got two launches at odds on how AI agents get a browser they can actually drive, plus a couple of developer tools tackling what happens after the code gets written.
And we'll check in on a monitoring platform for AI-powered software, some automation tools aimed at killing repetitive busy work, and a couple of clever answers to keeping sensitive content safe on screen.
Plus a tool that makes editing speech-driven video painless, and an app from an indie dev behind more than 5 million downloads. Let's get into it.
Two launches in this batch sit on opposite sides of the same problem: AI agents that need money. First, Nitro 4.0, from the localization company Alkanost, is pitched as the first human translation service an AI agent can hire entirely on its own. No account, no API keys, no sign-up. An agent sends text, pays per request through a machine payments protocol called MPP, and a professional native speaker returns publication-ready copy with no plans, no minimums, and support for more than 80 languages.
And the practical shape of that is, there's no sign-up. So the documented flow is the agent sends a translation request, gets back a payment challenge, obtains a payment token from an MPP-compatible provider, retries with that credential, and then pulls the order status. The turnaround averages roughly 2 to 24 hours, and complex formats like HTML, JSON, 1040, and iOS strings are translated while the markup and structure stay intact. So the intended use is small jobs that still have to be right: ads, app updates, email sequences.
And the community response is interested, but not fully sold. One commenter called "publication ready in hours" a bold claim, and asked for real order turnaround data before trusting it. So the divide here is between the convenience of agents paying per request with zero sign-up versus whether that speed actually holds up in practice.
On the other side of the spending problem is O-Write, infrastructure for deciding whether an agent should spend money at all. Where Nitro lets an agent hire a translator on demand, O-Write is about the gate before the purchase. Both are pieces of the same question. As agents gain the ability to spend, who or what decides when that's the right call? That's the trade-off shaping this whole corner of the ecosystem right now.
2. Once this window tackle the same job from opposite sides, giving AI agents a browser they can actually drive. First is Kitesurf from Cloudflare, a stateless, agent-first browser that runs entirely on their Workers platform, part of the Browser Run product. It's in beta and free behind per-account limits. You opt in by adding a browser parameter to your Browser Run endpoints. Cloudflare's own benchmark, based on the median of 5 runs across a 14-URL corpus and compared with Chromium on a warm pool, reports Kitesurf using multiple times less CPU. For screenshots, it's about 3.1 times less, and it's roughly 4.5 to 7 times lighter on memory. The trade-off? Wall clock time is actually slower, about 1.8 times slower for screenshots and 1.7 times slower for HTML extraction.
And Cloudflare is upfront about the gaps. Kitesurf can't yet play video or render WebVL, it can't negotiate bot challenge handshakes with real TLS fingerprints, and it can't run long-lived authenticated sessions. Those are exactly the cases where its default Chromium browser remains the choice. And one commenter flagged what they called the friction point. Because calls are stateless, multi-step agents would need to re-authenticate on every call unless they can pass a session token around.
BrowserOS Neo takes the opposite local route. It's a free, open-source secondary browser, explicitly not a Chrome replacement, for macOS and Windows, marketed as built not for humans, but for AI agents. It imports your Chrome logins in one click and connects to agents like Claude Code, CoWork, and Codex through MCP.
So the real contrast here is architectural. Cloudflare's Kitesurf bets that the future is stateless, server-side browser power that agents share on demand, costs being speed and session continuity. Browser OS Neo bets the future is local, agent-owned, privacy-focused browsing in a separate browser that isn't trying to replace the one you actually use. Both are trying to solve the same problem. Give an agent a browser it can competently drive, but from completely different trade-offs.
These next two launches both target the part of AI-assisted delivery that happens after agents write code. First, ColdTea.ai, from a team led by a maker who previously worked as a staff engineer at HelloFresh. It's an agentic development environment that combines a terminal, end-to-end testing, and production monitoring into one place. The maker's argument is that speed is no longer the bottleneck. The risk has moved downstream into regressions nobody caught and incidents users report first.
So how it works? Existing coding agents run in parallel with shared context. Plain English web and mobile journeys become self-healing QA tests that run against every pull request, preview, and gate deployments, and monitoring agents watch production across error logs, customer feedback, and user sessions. They investigate and even open pull requests themselves. It supports iOS, Android, and web testing, works with tools like Claude Code, Codex, and OpenCode, and only runs cloud execution when you explicitly enable it.
Community reaction is mostly open questions rather than skepticism. How Visual QA separates real regressions from dynamic content, whether it can check AI-generated output that has no stable visual ground truth, whether QA can be used standalone, how conflicts between agents are handled, whether it can catch tests that always pass, and how it performs on large, real-world codebases. One commenter at Brew did say they use ColdTea to catch regressions and monitor agents.
And HAR, an open-source, agent-agnostic framework from a maker named Antoine, is aimed at the same scaling problem from a lighter angle. It's a command-line tool, an MCP server, that works with Claude Code, Cursor, Codex, or any MCP agent. So where ColdTea bundles testing and monitoring into one environment, HAR is a framework you drop into the agents you already use. Same downstream problem, verifying and watching what agents produce, but one is a full environment and the other is a glue layer for your existing setup.
And we close with a launch that's squarely about production. Progress AI Observability, a platform from Progress, formerly the company behind Talocrit, for tracing, evaluating, and improving AI agents in production. It's aimed at engineering teams running AI agents, 1,000 apps, retrieval systems, and Copilites in .NET, Python, or JavaScript and TypeScript. The launch argument is that the first demo comes together quickly, but production is where things get complicated.
And the pain it's aimed at is specific. Traditional monitoring can tell you an app is running, but it usually can't explain why an agent chose a particular tool, ignored useful context, entered an expensive loop, or produced an answer that looked convincing but was wrong. What this platform claims to do is capture the full path of an agent run, across prompts, models, tools, retrieval steps, and outputs, measuring spans, model and tool calls, latency, token usage, and outputs. Debugging focuses on skipped tools, retrieval problems, and bad context, loops, retries, errors, and latency spikes.
It also does cost analysis, estimated cost, input and output tokens, and cost broken down by model, workflow, provider, and agent. And quality evaluation runs on 1,000 as a judge over captured traces, scoring quality, usefulness, and policy alignment with side-by-side comparison when you change a prompt, model, or workflow. Setup is described as installing an SDK, adding a few lines of code, and capturing traces within minutes with a free plan and no credit card required.
Liuba, the product manager behind Progress AI Observability, introduced the launch on Product Hunt and asked the community what's hardest to debug once an agent reaches production. And that's really the through line of all four of these launches today. They're each answering a version of that question as agents stop being demos and start doing real work. Whether that work is spending money, driving a browser, shipping code, or running in production, the hard part isn't getting the agent to act anymore. It's seeing, verifying, and debugging what it did.
Two AI automation tools launched in this Product Hunt batch are going after the exact same pain, repetitive web and app busy work, but from opposite angles. First up, Rindler sells pre-mapped reliability for teams that still do portal work by hand at a monthly price. You describe a job in plain English, and it goes to the real website, signs in when it needs to, completes the task, and hands back clean, structured data on a schedule if you want one. The stated differentiator is that it doesn't make a browser agent guess every time. Instead, it maps each site ahead of time and repairs workflows when pages change, so recurring tasks stay reliable.
A contributor to the community discussion put it plainly, it's a map of a website that an agent calls instead of reading the page. And they say more than 1,000 sites have been mapped so far. Those maps are built once, must pass a check against the live site before they're served, and then the map runs against the real site once a day to make sure it still does what's expected. If a step fails mid-run, a model works that one step out and the request still finishes.
The maker contrasts that with most browser agents, which redo the work on every visit, return field names in different shapes, and make every run take as long and cost as much as the first one. Inside a run, the transport is hybrid, a real browser for one action, the site's own endpoint for the next. And the product site says it works behind logins and on sites with no API, with those logins encrypted and locked down locally.
So the trade-off is pretty clear. One tool charges a monthly fee and bets on reliability through those pre-built maps, while the other one is free and bets on a lightweight desktop agent with extensions for individuals. It's the same problem, repetitive web work, solved with very different assumptions about who's using it and how much hand-holding the tool needs to do.
Two launches from the last day address adjacent problems, keeping sensitive screen content from leaking and turning on-screen work into documentation. Data Blur does real-time redaction on your screen, aimed at people doing live calls, demos, and recordings where sensitive data is visible. The maker's core argument is that redacting after capture is a losing game. One missed frame in a recording leaks data, so Data Blur hides the content before it's ever captured.
You can click any element or drag an area to blur it live, and you have three styles to choose from: blur, redact, or transparent. There's also a blur list for custom keywords and regular expressions. Auto detection targets emails, cards, and API keys, and the launch comment adds phone numbers and passwords to that list. Processing is completely local. No cloud, no AI, no account. And it's fail-safe. If detection breaks, it blurs more rather than exposing everything.
The listed features are free. Pro runs about $5 a month, or $39 for lifetime. That removes the badges on auto-applied blurs and adds saved per client profiles. Open questions in the comments include the false positive rate in daily use. What happens if you over-blur mid-demo? Whether shortcuts or Stream Deck support is coming, and whether detection uses deterministic rules or a local machine learning model. No answers appeared in the thread.
Then there's Stepshot, a native macOS app for documentation and standard operating procedure authors who need step-by-step guides from real workflows. The maker's problem statement: it takes about an hour of screenshots, cropping, arrows, and captions to describe 4 minutes of clicking. And browser extension tools fail when the work touches system settings, native apps, or the terminal. So Stepshot watches your actual clicks and turns them into the guide, which is the kind of time math that speaks directly to anyone who's done that manual work.
Two launches from the last day both target AI agents, but they solve different problems. The new Firecrawl MCP is an agent-ready web context server for any MCP client. MCP is the Model Context Protocol, the standard way agents pull context and take actions. Firecrawl, from team members Eric, Caleb, and Nick, says the new version uses 50% less context per search, scrape, and interact call, meaning half the tokens per call. And it brings everything Firecrawl can do to MCP clients, from searching and scraping the web to interacting with dynamic sites.
They claim two new onboarding paths. For humans, there's OAuth with no API key required. And for agents, there's a keyless version that's free until you need to scale. The documentation says the keyless version is rate limited per network and exposes only search, scrape, and parse while it's eligible. When you hit the limit, the error includes the current retry time. OAuth connections get short-lived, resource-bound tokens instead of your Firecrawl API key, and an authenticated connection can expose the full tool surface subject to plan, deployment, and team policy. Setup is documented for Codex, Claude Desktop, Claude Code, Cursor, and other clients.
These are maker claims. No independent verification came with them. The second launch is Reference, a local semantic search tool for files and code, built for AI agents. The maker says no cloud is involved and nothing leaves the machine. You ask how you implemented rate limiting, and you get your actual code back, cited down to the exact function.
So, on one side, you have an agent reaching out to the whole open web through Firecrawl with less token overhead than before. On the other side, Reference pulls the focus inward. Semantic search over your own files, fully on device. Different directions, but both are really about giving agents better context without blowing through their budgets.
Finally, two launches this cycle target the same job, editing speech-driven video without scrubbing a timeline from opposite directions. ShootClip is a Mac-native pro editor with AI agents built in. It requires Mac OS 14 or later and Apple Silicon only. Its maker says it's aimed at beginners who get overwhelmed by complex editors, and the product page calls it the first AI-native editor for Macs.
The differentiator is a built-in Model Context Protocol server, free for all accounts, that exposes the project to Claude Desktop, Claude Code, or any MCP client. The maker claims every edit is scriptable, reviewable, and undoable. The strongest concrete evidence is a terminal demo. Claude, asked to remove silences while keeping pauses under 400 milliseconds, deleted 23 silences and cut an interview from 14 minutes and 5 seconds down to 1142.
Other claimed capabilities include real-time 8 Kelvin ProRes and raw playback on Metal, an AI sensor that tracks a face or license plate with Gaussian, mosaic, or black box blur. Text behind subject without manual masking, and one-click AI captions with no API key. Pricing runs a free tier with the full editor, MCP, silence removal, text animations, unlimited projects, and 1080p export with no watermark. Pro is $7 a month or $19 a year, adding 300 minutes of AI captions per month, the moving sensor, and 4 Kelvin export. Caveats apply. These are all maker claims with no independent user feedback supplied.
RateRict takes the opposite approach entirely. It runs in the browser or as a desktop app for Mac OS, Windows, and Linux, and the maker says they built it in a single weekend. Where ShootClip leans on AI agents reaching into your project, Rescript is the free, open-source, on-device alternative to Descript. So the practical takeaway? Whether you want rich AI-driven editing with MCP hooks or a lightweight offline tool inspired by Descript, both of these landed in this batch, and both are trying to kill the timeline scrubber.
So this new Mac app called Andromeda is positioning itself as a continuity-style bridge between Android phones and macOS computers. It's built by an independent developer named Ru Xin, who says they're behind the Android app Icebox, which has over 5 million downloads on Google Play, and another app called Filterbox.
And the pitch is that instead of mirroring your whole phone in one fixed window, it opens individual Android apps in separate, resizable Mac-style windows. If you've already got an app open on your phone, it can hand that off to your Mac.
Right. So for someone using an Android phone and a Mac together, the claimed workflow covers a lot of ground. Launching Android apps from Spotlight and the dock, using Mac keyboard and trackpad gestures, dropping files into whatever app is currently open, finding your Android storage in Finder with drag and drop and Quick Look, syncing notifications, a two-way clipboard for text and images, and even installing APK or XCPK files after previewing their permissions and compatibility.
The developer also says screen and audio streaming runs with low latency and without needing an Android emulator, and there's an MCP server built in for AI coding tools like Claude Code and Codex. One thing worth stressing is the privacy angle. Screen, audio, clipboard, and file data are said to travel directly between your devices, never through a cloud server, and no account is required to use it.
He cannot say that setup is described as taking about a minute. And device support covers Android 16 and newer over USB or Wi-Fi. Andromeda is available on the Mac App Store now, with every feature free to try under a weekly allowance that resets automatically. If the allowance runs out while you're mirroring, an already open session stays usable, and any in-progress transfers may finish past the limit. Paid plans get billed through the Mac App Store, so the practical takeaway is a free way to test the workflow before committing. That's our look at this week's launches. Agents getting browsers and bank accounts, code review after the code's written, and keeping sensitive screen content safe.
Plus a Mac act from the developer behind that 5 million download Android hit, and speech to video editing without scrubbing a timeline.
If any of these made you curious, dive in, and we'll be back with the next batch soon. Thanks for listening.